Doesn't it say, surely himself took our infirmities? Doesn't it say, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases? That scripture can only be fulfilled as all your diseases are brought to him, to be healed by him. Why, Jesus Christ is the healing of all your diseases. Jesus Christ is the answer to all your prayers. Jesus Christ is the guarantee that God gives you that every promise made by him in the Bible shall be fulfilled. For all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen, to the glory of God by us. And that's why he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who don't attach any importance to themselves, but to see the great king. Why, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The king is here, ready to reign. He has all power over all flesh. God has given it to him. As long as you allow yourself to be troubled with your flesh, or you allow sin or the devil to have charge of your flesh, you're going to be very much disappointed and defeated. But let Jesus Christ come upon the scene. Turn it over to him. Give yourself a living sacrifice into the hands of this great Savior and see what will happen. Presently you'll find this flesh crucified. Jesus Christ, thank God, has got all power over all my flesh. It isn't mine anymore. I've turned it over to him. And thank God, in my very weaknesses I triumph. I glory in my infirmity, because there the power of Christ has a chance to manifest itself.